Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chico Salmon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting third. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting second. The left fielder, Bert Campaneris. Batting third. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Mo Drabowski. And now, play ball. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green takes first base on ball 4. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Green. The throw from Askew and he is out, Hauser applying the tag. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Causey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Matthews. Davalillo reaches second base with a double. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held misplays the ball. That's an error on Held. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Charles reaches second base with a double. There goes Brian trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant strikes out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a fly ball into left field. Campanera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hauser moves to third. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hauser scores. Whitfield moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Campaneris. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Whitfield scores. Wagner moves to third. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wagner scores. Alvis moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a line drive into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant fires to first and picks off Campaneris. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Causey moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. he's got two RBIs. Harrelson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Campanera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0 for 1 in the game. Tiant is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brian settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian is 0 for 1 in the game. Brian hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Campanera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Drabowski covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Drabowski strikes out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alves hits a line drive into left field. Campanera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Campanera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. As Q is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Causey moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Harrelson strikes out. 1 out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 2 in the game. Bryan takes first base on ball 4. Causey moves to third. Colavito moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Causey tags and scores. 2 outs. It's Indians, 3, Athletics, 3. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0 for 2 in the game. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabowski fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 3 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hauser for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Jimenez pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a fly ball into right field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a line drive into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Tartabull now playing left field. John Wyatt now pitching. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner strikes out. two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bryan hits a fly ball into right field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey misplays the ball. That's an error on Causey. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-3 in the game. Askew strikes out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona pinch hits for Luis Tiant. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona strikes out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Salmon takes first base on ball 4. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards second. Green scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Alozic pinch hits for John Wyatt. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. with two walks. Causey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Westock now pitching. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Davalillo hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bryan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.